but smite us for our iniquities should be the prayer of a man to a most just God. The curiously carved mirror that Lord Henry had given to him so many years ago now was standing on the table, and the white-limbed cupids laughed round it as of old. He took it up, as he had done on that night of horror when he had first noted the change in the fatal picture, and with wild, tear-dimmed eyes looked into its polished shield. Once, someone who had terribly loved him had written to him a mad letter ending with these idolatrous words: "The world is changed because you are made of ivory and gold. The curves of your lips rewrite history."